Wisconsin voters will elect a new state Supreme Court justice April 1st. Some of the top issues in the race are criminal justice, abortion, and redistricting. But there's another topic that has crept into ads against the liberal-backed candidate this week. WUWM's Mayan Silver reports on the messaging that some call parental rights and others call anti-transgender.
The campaign of conservative-backed Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel dropped this ad on March 21st.
Out-of-state special interests are trying to
buy. It claims liberal-backed candidate Susan Crawford has a radical agenda.
And I'm not okay with any of it. Let transitioning male teachers use my girls' bathrooms at school. Allow boys to compete against them in sports. Giving puberty-blocking drugs to children without parents' consent. That's who Susan Crawford sides with. And I'm not okay with any of it.
It was its first ad about transgender issues this election cycle. In response, Crawford's campaign released an ad accusing Schimmel of lying. Around the same time, an unregistered pro-Schimmel political group started sending out text messages asking if parents have a right to know their child is transitioning genders at school. Now, the Schimmel campaign seems to have stopped that line of ads and is instead heavily messaging Schimmel's recent endorsement by President Donald Trump. The liberal-backed candidate, Crawford, hasn't made transgender rights a talking point in her campaign, and the issue isn't currently before the court. But J.R. Ross, editor of WisPolitics.com, says the targeting could drive conservatives to vote.
Again, I've asked people this question often over the last year because I'm trying to get a better handle on it, and it feels like, from my conversations, that is a motivator for their conservative base.
Ross says both campaigns, Schimmel's and Crawford's, need to turn out their bases. He says Schimmel's success could hinge on low-propensity Trump voters. These are people who don't turn out in elections often.
You know, they're making an effort, but we have not seen evidence yet that the Trump voter will turn out when Trump's not on the ballot. It just doesn't really happen as much. So that is definitely a challenge for Schimmel.
Alex Zimmerman, a Wisconsin conservative strategist, says the ads about transgender issues could, quote, break through the noise during this campaign that's mostly been focused on attacks over crime and sentencing. Aaron Reed, a transgender journalist who covers LGBTQ legislation, says the use of anti-trans ads seemed to begin during the 2019 campaign against Democratic Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. The Trump campaign then leaned heavily into anti-trans messaging in the final weeks before the November 2024 election. Reed says messaging like this has detrimental effects on the lives of trans people.
The other thing that I'll say more generally is that the reason why they're focused so hard on this race, on the Supreme Court race, is because we've actually seen in some states, the state Supreme Court has been stronger than the federal Supreme Court whenever it comes to protections for LGBTQ people.
She says that when a drag ban in public schools and libraries was passed by the Montana legislature, its state Supreme Court stepped in. It stopped the law from being enforced against a transgender public speaker giving a talk at a library.
If you remember the gay marriage fight, the way that we ended up getting legalization of gay marriage, it's because at first it was state Supreme Courts that said that gay people can get married in this state. And if they can get married in one state, then they can travel to other states and also have that marriage recognized. And that's how we got the whole fight over gay marriage.
One conservative Wisconsin voter, 63-year-old Tammy Koenig, says abortion is the issue driving her to support Brad Schimmel for Supreme Court. She voted early at West Bend City Hall last week.
I'm Catholic, and I don't feel it's what should be done. I mean, there's a lot of people who want babies who can't have them. So, you know, keep your legs closed if you don't want to have a baby.
She says she favors so-called parental rights and doesn't agree with someone transitioning genders. But that wasn't what got her out to the polls. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.